For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is a breaking news update on the murder trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. Geiger shot 26-year-old Botham Jean in his apartment in 2018. The trial is happening now at the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. This update is part of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Catch up on our previous episodes by searching for the Dallas Morning News in your preferred podcast player. You'll also find links at dallasnews.com. We'll continue to bring you trial updates from news reporter Jennifer Emily and our other journalist and special guest. And please note, these breaking reports may contain explicit language or mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Opening statements begin here at 9 o'clock in the morning. About an hour before that, Botham Jean's family and pastor plan to hold a prayer circle outside the courthouse as they, and likely much of the country, watch a Dallas County grand jury begin the process of weighing whether a former officer is guilty of murder.
This is Jennifer Emily, and I'm covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. I've just left the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. It's Monday night, around 8:30 p.m., and court has been adjourned for the day. Today, the courtroom was as full as the fire marshal would allow it. People were lined up to get inside after every break, pushing to get inside. Some people got snippy. Inside, Botham Jean's family sat together on a short wooden bench. His parents, Allison and Bertram Jean, sat together. Next to them was their teenage son, Brant, who had his arm around his grandmother. Jean's big sister, Alyssa Finley, sat on the other side of their grandmother. Jean's mother and sister wore red. It was Jean's favorite color, and people wear it in support of his family and Geiger's prosecution. Geiger wore blue, a color associated with police officers. We learned a lot today in court. Often trials repeat what we already know. That wasn't the case today. Let's break it all down. What we know, as of right now, is that Amber Geiger had a sexual relationship with her police partner, Martin Rivera, and that they exchanged graphic messages during the day and were on the phone up until 3 minutes before Geiger shot Jean. We didn't know any of that before the trial began today. The defense said their relationship had ended, even though the messages didn't. Another thing we learned is how Geiger got into Jean's apartment. We've been wondering what happened for more than a year. Her attorney, Robert Rogers, told jurors that the lock was faulty. It wasn't installed properly. The door was unlocked, and it opened when Geiger put her key in the door. We also learned that Jean was sitting on his couch, watching TV in a t-shirt and shorts, eating vanilla ice cream when Geiger walked in. He had just had a wisdom tooth removed, and this was his first day that he could have something other than soup. His sister, Alyssa Finley, told the jurors that Botham Jean loved ice cream and that he liked it so much that when he was little, they called him Milky Way because he liked anything milky, especially ice cream. Prosecutor Jason Hermes told jurors that the path of the bullet, which traveled downward, showed that Jean was getting up off the couch when Geiger shot him. And then he took a few steps and collapsed. Either that, or he was cowering, Hermes told them.
As Bo is trying to get up off the couch to find out what this intruder is doing coming into his home, she's leveling off her gun, having acquired her target, and she shoots at him twice. No opportunity for de-escalation. No opportunity for him to surrender. Bang, bang, rapid, double tap.
But Geiger's defense attorney, Robert Rogers, said that's not right. He told jurors that Jean was likely walking toward Geiger, and that when he saw the gun, he kind of ducked down. He kind of made a, like, ducking motion with his body as he stood in front of the jurors making opening statements.
Mr. Jean was confused. He didn't know who was coming, and he was going towards that person to say, hey, what are you doing in here? And he sees the gun, and he leans down and gets shot as he's coming towards her and falls back. And you'll see when arresting officers come, you'll see the position of his body, and you'll see that it is impossible for him to have been sitting where they say he was.
One of the biggest surprises in the courtroom, though, came before opening statements even began. We learned from the defense that Dallas County District Attorney John Crusoe had given an interview to Fox 4 News here in Dallas about the trial. And there's a gag order. It's safe to say that Judge Tammy Kemp was livid with D.A. Crusoe, and she then pulled all of the jurors individually, questioning them about whether they saw this Fox 4 report or if they had read any of the news or seen any of the news since they were chosen as jurors. She had told them not to.
Let me be clear. On last night, the evening prior to the start of this trial, I let the D.A. did an interview about this trial?
On Fox 4 News, Your Honor, yes. And I have the video and the article from Fox 4 and the screenshot from the date of this. It was short, but it was done. It appears to be a violation of your order dated January 8, 2019, the restrictions regarding publicity.
And they all said they had not seen it, they had not seen anything, and she let the trial go on. The jurors will now be sequestered during the whole trial, which is really unusual in Dallas. Usually, if jurors are sequestered, it's only for deliberations. So, tomorrow we're expecting to hear more from police officers, more about the case, and certainly looking to see if there are any new developments and surprises that we had no idea were coming. But most people are certainly waiting for the defense to put on their case. Today, Geiger's attorney told jurors that they will hear from Geiger. That has to mean she's going to testify about what happened that night. I'll be in court tomorrow to hear the latest updates right from the witness stand. Until then, I'm Jennifer Emily for the Dallas Morning News. You can find live updates from the trial at dallasnews.com.
Please help support our journalism and projects like this one by visiting dallasnews.com/audio. We have an exclusive offer there just for listeners. If you're looking for more of our audio reporting, subscribe to our daily news briefings and special reports by searching for the Dallas Morning News on any podcast platform. This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Nguyen, with editing by Matt Peterson. Our music is by Jason Reimer. Special thanks to our partners at NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.